Jail sentence in Bahrain. Rajab is the founder of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. He was detained for his role in pro-democracy protests, which erupted in Bahrain in February 2011. Rajab has led numerous demonstrations and is a strong critic of the Al Khalifa regime for its crackdown against dissent. He's also critical of the US role in Bahrain's protests. Thousands of people have been detained in the regime crackdown, including rights activists. Many of the detainees have lost their lives under torture in prison.
Congratulations to Mr. Nabil Rajab, and shame on Bahraini self-appointed ruling family, together with their so-called system of justice.
You know, millions of people worldwide have phobias. I myself have arachnophobia, but yet some phobias are disgusting. And in recent years, the world has been witnessing growing prejudice against Islam and an increase in the number of hate crimes against Muslims. Muslims are facing brutality, poverty, and terrorism in many different countries. The Imam of Masjid al-Islam in Washington told Press TV that Islamophobia is used by America, Israel, and Saudi Arabia to justify their support for anti-Muslim efforts anywhere in the world.
We view Islamophobia from the prospect or from the position of what we call the triangle of terror. The triangle of terror in the world today relates to, number one, the United States government. When the triangle wants to invade our countries, like Iraq or Afghanistan, in a military way, it's done by the United States of America. Number two is the Zionist state of Israel and its media outlets all over the world. That is image management. That is perception management, that is the Zionist giving a picture of Islam and Muslims that justifies the invasion of the United States, by the United States of America, of Muslim peoples. Number three is Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the inter-fitna initiator amongst the Muslims.
Now, it's one of my favorite parts of the show. It's You Report time, where you report it, I check it out, and we broadcast it. Now, let's go to our You Report page. Okay, here's one by Justice Seeker. Now, it's about Pope in Palestine. I believe it's about Pope Francis's trip to the Middle East. Let's read it. Pope Francis and the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas attended a welcome ceremony on May 25, 2014, in the West Bank, biblical town of Bethlehem. Pope Francis arrived in Bethlehem to begin the most sensitive part of his three-day Middle East tour, aimed at forging regional peace and easing an age-old rift within Christianity. Hey, you reported it, I broadcasted it, we interacted. Okay, now we got all the political stuff out of the way. Now we're going to take a look at the lighter side of things. You know, we all had favorite stories as a kid growing up. And one of my stories was honestly Gulliver. I loved Gulliver, the giant who went to the little people city. Check this out. The ancient Iranian village in the South Khorasan province, known as Makhunik, has astonished many people who are fond of visiting a real dwarf city. The remains of the ancient city and the discovered structures evoke the image of Lilliput City, described in Jonathan Swift's famous novel, Gulliver's Travels. So hey, travel to this Iranian city and maybe you'll love it.
I have seen this village. It is amazing that the houses are small too. They have small doors and windows, just like Lilliput. Most younger people from Makhunik have emigrated to bigger cities and now just few families live there, mostly elderly people. And the interesting thing is that their new generations are gradually becoming taller.
Now we're going to stay with the lighter side of things and go to the Iran program. Now, most countries have their own very unique art of architecture, especially countries with an ancient civilization such as Iran. The architecture of mosques in Iran varies from one region to another depending on culture, heritage, and resources available. Each mosque has a different style of tile work, unique color systems, symbolic patterns. However, there are a few common elements common to most of them. Now let's take a look at Hoda Lezgi's feature on Iran about mosques.
Throughout history, mosques have always been serene havens for Muslim worshippers. These magnificent buildings have developed significantly during the years, and their unique and one-of-a-kind architecture has fascinated people throughout history. Iran is adorned with glorious mosques that invite you to a divine feast of colors, each reflecting the genius of their architect and the amount of skill and proficiency that goes into each and every detail. In Tehran, mosques are found on nearly every street corner, making it easy for Muslims to attend the daily prayers. The Imam Khomeini Mosque, located right inside the Tehran Bazaar, is one of the oldest structures in the city, dating back to the early 18th century. People in different parts of the bazaar have easy access to the courtyard, and so many retreat to this calm shelter for their daily prayers.
Iran truly has some of the most beautiful mosques in the world.
Wow! Martial arts is an amazing thing in life, honestly. An Iranian men's Taekwondo team has been crowned as the champion of the 2014 Asian Taekwondo Championship held in Uzbekistan. The Iranian team won the title last Wednesday after claiming 3 gold, 2 silver, and a bronze medal in the 24th Asian event in Tashkent. Now, I got a comment. The comment is by Ku. Congratulations to these brave champions. May Iran be always the winner in all fields and bring honor to their beloved country. Thanks for that wonderful comment. Wow!
Excellent, speechless, very happy. Payandebad, Iran.
Now, from one form of art to another form of art, this art is a little bit more toned down than martial arts. Internationally renowned Iranian actor and filmmaker Peyman Mohadi has been selected to serve at the jury panel of the 2014 Shanghai International Film Festival. Now, born in 1972, Mohadi started his film career as a screenwriter in late 2000s. The 17th session of the Shanghai International Film Festival will take place from June 14th through the 22nd of 2014. Now, from the world of arts to the health world, the latest research has released the total number of obese or overweight people across the globe that has topped 2.1 billion, about 29% of the world population. According to the latest report published in The Lancet, the highest rates belongs to the United States, China, India, Russia, Brazil, Mexico, Egypt, Germany, and Pakistan. But the study also unravels that the population of obese women is more than men in developing countries.